Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pam Danziger is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, retail expert extraordinaire, especially in the area of the upscale customers, the luxury customers. She wrote all the books on the topic, What Do Henrys Want, and Putting the Lux in, Back in Luxury, that kind of thing. Several, many books. How many books now? Two, three dozen?
More like eight, I think.
Eight?
Yeah,
right.
I'm trying to do more books.
Yeah, I need your website, please.
Yes, it's unitymarketingonline.com. And I should mention that on my website, under my speaking button, is my speech that I gave at the NRF, National Retail Federation, this year for small businesses. And it really talks about all the things we're talking about, this personal connection and how Main Street retail has really positioned very, very well against the big guys because they're part of the community. They're part of, they have relationship that no big company can ever match.
It's a good one, too, folks. So I encourage you to go there and check it out, unitymarketingonline.com.
Yes.
And thank you for making that available, Pam.
Yes.
So let's talk about, folks, we're talking about the implications of the e-tailers, the big guys, encroaching on Main Street. And I gotta point out what's really happening here, Pam. You've been talking about it, too. Folks, what's happening is with this retreat by the legacy retailers, what's happening is they're leaving a vacuum that's going to be filled by someone.
Yeah.
And if you don't fill it with the combination of high tech and high touch, and at least get the part that you want out of that, whatever is left, Amazon is going to fill it, or somebody like Amazon is going to fill it, aren't they?
That's right. That's right. You've got to really play in all worlds. But my feeling about high tech for small businesses is it really needs to be more as a tool to pull people in. You know, it's a marketing tool. So you don't have to put all your products online and try to sell them and have that kind that.
But they do want some service high tech. They'd like to be notified when their order is in.
Oh yes.
Or those kinds of things. And you don't have to do a lot of it. But I want to come back. I want to come back for this segment. I want to talk about, you mentioned Bonobo and Walmart before.
Yes.
We know
yes.
about Amazon and Whole Foods, folks. And let me say this, Pam. It's the jury is still out. Let's don't get too excited. The jury is still out. I don't know whether that's even going to, number one, happen. And number two, whether it'll even work or not. What about AOL and Time Warner?
Yeah, right.
So let's not get too excited. It might not work. But Bezos is a genius.
Yeah.
He's not God.
Right.
So go ahead. Now what about Walmart and Bonobo?
Well, you know, the thing that I think is interesting is that retailers, small businesses have been competing against Amazon and Whole Foods for a long time. And really, Amazon's purchase of Whole Foods is their way into brick and mortar retail, but they've always been looking for that anyway. So it's really not that big of a transformation for Amazon. What is a real transformation is going on over at Walmart and their purchase of Jet.com last year and now Bonobos and they have ModCloth, which is a female fashion, brand versus Bonobos, which is a male fashion brand. But what Walmart has done is they brought in two extremely high-powered thought leaders and retail leaders in the internet space, mm-hmm. into their organization. So they've got this. They've stacked the deck now with a lot of really high-powered executive talent for the future of retail. Now, Bezos and Amazon hasn't got that. When you think of Amazon, mm-hmm. there's only one guy there. And what Walmart is doing,
but they,
I think
but
it's,
they can
it's,
they can get them though. But now the problem with Walmart is Walmart is also having to retrench on their facilities too, right?
Well, they are, yes, but that's but they're looking to the future. They're saying our business as usual is changing, and they're looking at the future, and they're bringing they're really positioning themselves to fight to be a real significant competitor against Amazon. And guess what? Again, when the big behemoths, these huge, mm-hmm. Walmart is the biggest retailer in the world, Amazon's very close. When these two behemoths start fighting with each other, yes, there'll be collateral damage, but you know what else? It'll open up that vacuum opportunity for small businesses, because those two will be focusing on each other, and small businesses can keep doing the wonderful personal community-based retail that they have done,
and do everything you can to differentiate yourself from all that.
Yeah, you can easily differentiate yourself from all that.
But here's what happens though, Pam. Too often small business owners don't. They try to be like them, only smaller. Folks, be like them. Be yourself. That's what's going to help you sustain your business. Be yourself in the face of those other guys.
Well, that's why they need to go to my website and see that NRF speech.
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
Because that's what I talk about. That's your secret weapon, is your mm-hmm. personal touch and your personality, even, and your face. And that is so powerful.
But it won't be enough without some level of high tech.
Right.
If you're a total Luddite small business with that everybody loves you, you've got high touch coming out of your ears, it still won't be enough, I don't think, Pam, without some level of high tech.
Well, let me give you one piece of advice, because this is what I see over and over again with small businesses. They built their website 5 years ago, and they think it's perfectly fine. It ain't.
Yeah.
They need to. 5 years has been. It's 50 years.
Good
in internet
advice,
time.
And make sure you got a mobile conforming site too. Quick break. Right back with Pam Danziger. UnityMarketingOnline.com. Go there and watch her video, her speech. It'll make you smarter. You'll thank me later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.